Don't spend another penny on marketing and advertising until you do this one thing. Todd Friedman here, co-creator of the Lead Engage system. And before I get into the meat and potatoes of this video, I want to share an analogy that I heard not too long ago. Now, in this example, in this analogy, it speaks really more to the retail automotive industry, but the truth is it can be applied to many different types of businesses that rely on leads to close sales. It goes a little something like this. Now, imagine the business is like an amusement park and you have a roller coaster, and all of a sudden the roller coaster manager runs up to the owner of the amusement park and says, "Boss, we have a little problem on our hands. During turn three, about a third of the people get thrown off the roller coaster." Boss stops, thinks about it for a minute, and says to the roller coaster manager, "Well, how many more tickets do we have to sell to fill up those seats?" And this is a major issue that I see not only in retail automotive, but in many different businesses that rely on leads to close sales. And a lot of what it comes down to is the fact that they're so focused on results that they never take the time to focus on the process. In other words, so many businesses are just quick to try and get a lead in the door to try and close a sale or try to close on a service that they never take the time to truly learn how to engage with the prospect, get on their page, get on their agenda, figure out what their issues are, figure out what challenges they're facing, and really figure out what is the best way that they can help them make the right decision. And that decision and that information needs to be handled before the prospect is even ready to come in to the business to make a purchase. Your team needs to have a process in place to be able to effectively engage a prospect, but also needs to have a process in place for handling and managing each lead that comes in, because not all leads are the same. Lead A may need to be followed up with for 3 months before they're ready to make a purchasing decision. Lead B might be ready to come in sometime next week. And lead C might just be starting their journey and they're looking for an actual person to provide them with some better information than what they're finding online and may just prefer speaking with someone instead of doing the research themselves. So if you can put a process in place that will allow you to handle and manage every lead the way that they're supposed to be handled, you will be able to stretch your ad budget out much, much further. I hope you found value in this video today. If you know someone who would find value in it, please by all means share it with them in a text message, a DM, post it on your social media, send it to someone in an email. And last but not least, if you feel that your business could use a boost in how you manage and handle your leads to close more sales effectively without increasing your advertising budget, please reach out to us. We'd be more than happy to help. You'll see right at the end of this video, you'll see a link to our website as well as a phone number to call. We'd be more than happy to speak with you. Thanks so much for watching. Have a great day.